believe that we are living in a time that is spiritually vacuous. We're living in a time where a lot of people are searching. After almost 3 years of a pandemic that still is around and still impacts people's lives, I think something like 300 people a day are still dying from COVID. We see statistically that schools are in great strain because they're finding that the kids who are locked down, that missed school, have had regression in all areas, math, mental health, you name it, it's there. And so schools are under a great burden to try to close that gap. In the midst of this, where can we find hope? Where can we find the inspiration, and where can we find the help that we need? Well, I believe without question, we can find that if we look at Jesus. And we can find that if we understand how Jesus intended to build the church. Jesus knew his why. Do you know your why? One of the most important things to do is know your why. I remember being in high school and I didn't know my why. When I got to high school, I said, I want to be an NBA player. And so I quit almost every activity I'd been involved in and said, I'm only going to play basketball and I'm only going to do well academically. And it took time before I understood my why, that I wasn't meant to be an NBA basketball player. And even my coach, who loved and liked me and treated me awesome, he would talk to me about other things that he thought I had ability to do. By the time I got to my senior year, I was doing totally different things. I was president student council, co-editor of the newspaper. I was doing all kinds of sort of public service stuff. I was doing totally different things than I thought I was gonna do when I was a freshman. I didn't know my why, I had to find it. Went to college, and that's where, when I went to college, I was really pursuing all my dreams and hopes of being in politics and doing business and all these things. And then I discovered God, discovered how powerful God is, and that all the passion I had to change the world was going to be best marshaled and focused on changing the lives of people and sharing how awesome life can be for every individual, regardless of race, regardless of gender, regardless of ethnicity. And I discovered, wow, if I want to change the world, it's not going to be by passing laws. It's going to be by changing lives the way my life has been changed. I found my why. There are a lot of us when we're younger or older, we don't know our why, and Jesus knew it. He had purpose. He knew his why. In Luke 19 and verse 9, Jesus said, "Today is the day for this family to be saved from sin." This tax collector ran into Jesus, and Jesus changed his life. And he described it this way, "Today is the day for this family to be saved from sin." Yes, even this tax collector is one of God's chosen people. The Son of Man came to find lost people and save them. It's really easy to one, be offended if you're not a believer that a Christian's gonna try to save you. Well, the reality is it doesn't work that way, or at least it shouldn't work that way. What should happen is you and I, if we don't believe, because this is how I was, I saw someone I respected, I saw someone who inspired me, and that person motivated me to ask the question, what is it that you know that I don't? And when I asked that person that question, I discovered who God really was, as opposed to what I thought God really was. I discovered what Christians were really like, as opposed to what I thought Christians were like. I had a lot of negative images and thoughts in my head that were proven wrong by spending time with people who truly believed and obeyed the Bible, and spending time with people who were trying to build the church to be what Jesus wanted it to be, what God wanted it to be, as opposed to just what they wanted it to be. The saving is not someone trying to get you or get me. The saving is someone trying to inspire in the middle of a dark world where suicide rates are going up, where drug abuse is increasing and becoming ever more lethal, where violence is just impacting us every day. And the sad part is we see it so much. The schools, the children being shot, all of that darkness is what we need to be saved from. And what we're finding is that even passing laws, even getting unified enough in a country like ours, which is incredible, to pass a law to protect people is very difficult to do. And that's why we have to look at Jesus and say, what did Jesus know that we didn't know? He knew that if you can change a life and save a life, you can change the world. And that's what he knew, and that's what he understood. You know, Michael Green, who I've referred to a lot, book about 30 Days that Changed the World, he writes another book called Evangelism in the Early Church. And he's describing what it is for a person who believes in God to find their why in many ways. If it can help us to understand afresh the gospel these early Christians preached, the methods they employed, the spiritual characteristics they displayed, the extent to which they were prepared to think their message through in the light of contemporary thought forms, to proclaim it to the utmost of their power, to live it and to die for it, then a study such as this might, perhaps, be of some service toward recalling the church in our own day to her primary task. Michael Green is saying, if I can boil it all down for you, it is so easy for Christians to lose their primary task. In other words, it's easy for churches and easy for Christians to lose their why. And when we lose our why, we can't help other people learn what their why is. The New Testament church embraced the purpose that Jesus embraced. The New Testament church embraced the purpose that God had for them. Guess what? That book I've been telling you a lot about in our series in Acts chapter 2 in verse 36 to 38, take a look at the New Testament church and them embracing their purpose. This is after Jesus died, he's resurrected, and these take place in the Gospels. Then in chapter 1 of the book of Acts, he comes back in resurrection, says, now I'm gonna leave you and you're in charge. You have to build what I've taught you to build. You have to take this to generations to come. And then they go away from Jesus and they realize it's now our responsibility to change this world. And they begin and they preach one of the first gospel sermons by Peter. So let everyone in Israel know for certain that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, to be both Lord and Messiah. He's gonna lead you and he's gonna save you. Verse 37, Peter's words pierced their hearts. And they said to him and to the other apostles, brothers, what should we do? Peter replied, each of you must repent of your sins and turn to God and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. You know what he was saying? I've got the answer for all your pain. Today, we're dealing with extraordinary stratospheric increases in loneliness, breakdown of relationships, hate, anger, distance, grudges, bitterness, depression, discouragement, anger. Is just boiling over all the time in violence. Hate is boiling over all the time into racism, which oftentimes turns violent itself. We're living in a world that is troubled, and so often we're giving answers that don't solve the problems of the soul. And so people are walking around in great pain, great mental pain, great emotional pain, great soul pain. Deep inside, the kind of thing that no matter what kind of treatments we receive, even though our body may feel better and our brain may be more balanced, our soul still aches inside. And that's why Peter's words pierced their hearts. It got through to saying, food won't solve it, job won't solve it, house won't solve it, partying won't solve it, drinking won't solve it, drugs won't solve it. Finding some great cause that you can go live for won't solve it because there's something going wrong deep inside. And Peter's words pierced to that. And Peter began to answer the question for these people. Here is your why. There's more to life than amassing possessions, more to life than amassing money. There is something powerful that can take place inside you so that whether you're rich or poor, black or white, Asian or Latin, whether you live in a hugely wealthy and educated community or you live in a poorer community with less education, there is hope, there is purpose, there's a way, there's a why, and your why is uniquely for you. Jesus died uniquely for you to give you a why. You may have some kind of challenge with a disability and you find out your why is to make a difference in the lives of those who have that disability and to inspire people who don't have disabilities to get involved. You may have a why where you say, hey, I've struggled with my mental health, but I'm gonna build a life so that I can inspire other people to struggle with their mental health and give them hope that they do not need to despair, but this can be conquered not only medically, but it can be conquered spiritually by taking care of the pain inside. That's why Peter's words pierced, and that was him embracing his why. That was him taking his why to everybody else. I believe that if we know our why, we can turn people's unhappiness into happiness. But it comes down to imitating Jesus's purpose. He said, I came to save the lost. I came to change lives. And that's what we should come for too. Know your why, know your purpose,